Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yo, this your boy Kurt ENT from Behind the Scenes Radio. Make sure that you check out your boy Pasto Firebird. His newest single out right now. Lose Yourself.
My party people, we all up in the club. It's going down and I'm feeling your love. Let's get it crunk up in here. Put your hands in the air. All my ladies keep shaking it up. Cause this is the kind of vibe. If you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. This is the kind of vibe. If you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get cool. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your fist and live in the music, yo. You'll feel better when you lose yourself. When you lose yourself. What up?
Vibes amped up, cause fire's into his house. Dames looking at me like they wanna give me jizz out. So I'm singing even harder while it heads into the beat. If they was feeling for the fire, well I'm here to bring the heat. And my crew is in the club, so you know we bring a beat down. For them haters in the club, act a fool and you get rebound. Back to the music, cause I gotta move my feet, yeah. Back to the music, cause I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy, yo. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your kiss and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah.
When you lose yourself.
Yo,
what up?
I'm surrounded by bright lights and amazing people. In the club, getting it poppin', everybody equal. What up, my party people? We here to party, let's get it started, let's go retarded. I don't want no trouble, I like the groove. Prove, I am smooth, new dude, not rude. Yes, that's my move, old school but new. Brave, that's why they like me, cause I tell the truth. But hey, I feel like I'm in a
movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody,
nah,
yo. So
yeah.
Let's pop champagne and get
oozy,
yo. My party people don't lose the flow.
No.
Pump your fist and live in the music, yo.
Yeah.
You will feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah.
When you lose yourself.
Yeah. What up?
Yeah, it's your boy Kurt ENT. Behind the scenes radio with my co-host. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to. So tonight, all artists that want to send their music in, make sure you send your music to bhindthescenairplay@gmail.com. That is behind the scenes airplay@gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks only. No YouTube links. Make sure that you share all social media information in the bio. Yeah. So that was just, we just played Pasco Firebird, Lose Yourself. Make sure you go check him out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can go check out all his information. Tonight, we're talking about online dating pros and cons, tag. What's the other ones?
That's out there.
Tango. It's a whole bunch.
Harmony.
Yeah. eHarmony. Is it eHarmony?
Harmony, eHarmony. My age, my generation, farmersmeet.com,
Christians.com.
And they, I mean, if you walk up, they got one that says flirtingintraffic.com.
All right, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, online dating pros and cons. We got people that's going to be calling in tonight. supposed to be calling in, and I don't know if they really got the balls or not.
Oh,
but we gonna see. I mean, we're just gonna talk. Like, we gonna talk about the polls.
Whole bookstores.
You do too.
No, I have a couple. And none nearly as raunchy as yours.
What do you mean raunchy? I met you on the dating line.
Yeah, but that wasn't raunchy, and nobody has ever told me they want to tie me up.
What is wrong with that?
And I really didn't know. Okay.
All right, so the number is, once again, the number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Next track that we play in is Sona Relay. Is that how you say her name?
Sona Relay.
Sona Relay. Something's gotta give on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back. Let's go.
All of this marching, my voice echoes from all of this shouting and arguing. We need answers to all our questions, but can anybody tell me why this is still made for me? This rules from all of the fighting. My while we're dying, you see the nation divided. Oh, if we can have no justice, why would you ask for peace? Change up everything. Like all the headlines in the paper, they never tell you everything. I made a wish on a star to take us out of the dark. Don't know how much we can take before it's so far.
Choosing. I got this Johnny from Switzerland. Straight to the plug, fuck the middleman. Might not come over, I ain't feeling them. I done ran out that stack, I got a gentleman. If you wanna get rich, go get it then. You can sit on your ass and get dividends. I ain't stopping till I get a million. On my way to the top, pavilion. I'ma prevail on these niggas. Talk shit, we pull up, we left shell on these niggas. SK Carbon, ain't no problem, we gon' solve them. Don't beg my pardon, we gon' pardon from his mama. I got the bling, bling, look at my ring, ring, all of my chest, bling, I'm on a dream team, water like PG, diamond AB, yeah, diamonds way too bright, you cannot see me, Cardi aspects on the whole like who he, and I ain't got no respect for him, they some groupies, now back to the blue cheese, she came from Louis, bitch I'm Supreme, Alex McQueen, yeah, bitch she choosing.
It's your boy, Curtis ENT.
Yo, and tune in to Behind the Scenes Radio.
The number is 516-595-8305.
Every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure that you tune
and
in.
And artists, send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com.
We only take MP3 formatted tracks only.
Can I talk to him? Can I talk to him? They're fucking with my heart. This is a message to my youngest. Man, cause other niggas ran when your father wasn't. Down and out, I had to rely and survive off frontin'. A couple moving jobs passed down by my older cousin in front and still acting like shit was good when it really wasn't. Cause when you give your heart to the world, they don't give you nothing. They play the game like they want you ahead, and when you do it, they bite your back and they line you up like it's nothing to it. They bite your back and they line you up like it's nothing to it. No excuses. I was born with a twin, but really alone. I've been renting this crib for months, but it still don't feel like a home without my babies. I see you in traffic, feel like a stranger, but it's my fault. I look at your mother and I can't blame her. I was distant. Too worried about slinging shit in the trenches. The greatest feeling in the world is a father's honorable mention. Can I get it? I feel like I'm striving just to get back, and we dropping like dominoes because all we know is the trap. Just relax. Breathing in just to breathe it out on the track. I done been where it ain't safe with them Desert Eagles and Max, but I was never deserving of this. Could never explain the creation, how perfect you is. The feeling I'm getting is priceless, can't purchase this shit. That's why 24 hours you see daddy working this shit. I thank God for the internet so these feelings can get immortalized. To say I was perfect to my babies, that'd be more than lies. Wiping this quarters on 10 of my eczema covered skin. Praying my pigment to never get me booked up again. But it probably will. But just in case the next trip is long, that shoebox is getting filled. Still stuck in it cause rapping ain't working out. Cause niggas don't give it up like they should when it's word of mouth. To say that I was sorry but never knew what life was about. Playing Nintendo thinking that it was thorough not to pull out. I promised to never hurt you but did it several times. I just wanna tell you don't be accepting the niggas lies. That you a queen and the creator delivered you from the sky. And I promise to be here for you until the day that I die. Cause I love you.
I wanna be a man. Cause if I can't do it, no one can.
Flyest women I ever seen. With your matching Louis clutching your mattress to lean. You got a vibe about yourself that's impeccable. You move a little different round the town, you're respectable. Your aura's cloud nine and top notch. You've been sliced at the sandbox and hopscotch. You know Foss ain't gum yums and pop rocks. I'm trying to make you the one to fill in the top slot. Yeah, you glow up and sew up. I put a couple grand in your hand just to show love. Whatever it takes to get a date, let's believe that your time's in need won't be a waste. I'm extra. That a nigga need, cut from
a different cloth, you a different breed. Making plays with your nigga, following his lead. Millionaire mindset, brainstorming what it seems. So elegant, body with intelligence. Your ex trying to flex, don't stress, he's irrelevant. I'm trying to shoot my shot, ain't nothing funny like Clay from the top of the tray. That boy shmoney. I'm trying to vibe with you, build a little bit, spend some time with you. Yeah. Whatever it takes to get a date, but believe that sometimes a need will be a waste of metric.
Express one if you want it. Y'all. Woo. So tonight, we talking about online.
Lady, we all know where your brain is.
Online dating pros and cons. My mind is always there. Anyway, All right, so, we can start off like, we got Dirty in the motherfucking house tonight.
You say it right.
Dirty in the motherfucking
house.
How you say it?
Dirty.
What's up, Dirty?
What's happening?
Yo, so have you ever met any chicks like off like chat lines or dating apps?
They all not dating sites. Let's just put that out there. All them things is not, like, that tag shit, that's not a date. Now, some people may try to use it for a dating site. Because, I mean, people that inbox me trying to use it for a dating site. But generally, that's a, that's a where you, because I didn't got shit saying so-and-so is close by. Well, what you going close by got to do with me?
Right.
Are you in my general area? You looking, that means you're looking to fuck somebody at that moment in time.
Right. Well, how we met was on, that was a hookup thing, but we used it.
No, I was just doing it to meet people. I wasn't
right.
trying to,
but
I
mean, but you was
I wasn't
that.
Trying to fuck nobody, and I wasn't trying to find a boyfriend.
But it ended up being that.
Yeah, time. But that's not what I did. Okay, what is your point of using tag? Because everybody is need to come across as a, generally, for the most part, a hoe. So
I'm it, using it to, you know.
And I know. And the only reason the only reason I got on that bitch is, and you could give me the hearts, and it, so I could up, I guess, quote unquote, up your game or something. Ow.
No, not up my game. It was, well, I was trying to get you to go on there too, but you didn't even want to go on there. And then
I knew all about tag. I knew all about tag.
But
which
I mean,
why
but,
I never
but,
did.
Wait, hold on, let's get something straight. I was single from the rip.
I said up your game.
Okay. It's not up in my game.
You know, they give you hearts.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're saying to hold up for.
Because I just wanted people to know, like, I'm single.
Yeah, and then you want to come to me talking about how these crazy bitches, and yes, I'm sorry, all across the state, because he didn't talk to people in Texas and in California and wherever the hell else, and half of them motherfuckers are a bunch of motherfucking weed heads, number one. Number two,
weed
heads and quotes.
What's wrong with hoes sometimes? Ain't nothing wrong with hoes sometimes. Sometimes it's cool to mess around with hoes every once in a while. Okay, come on now.
Okay, I knew that made me lose train of thought of what I was going to say.
Why?
I don't know why I lost, because you already know. I remember, whatever. I didn't say every single person on there is. I didn't say that.
Ain't nothing wrong with hoes sometimes. Sometimes you can for them to get the fuck away from you anyway. Go ahead.
I said majority. And from what I've seen, majority is loosely based, because there's probably more than half.
All right, so how did we get on that?
Okay,
well, we asked Jay Dirty a question, and then...
All I said was not all dates, some of them just hook up.
All right, so Jay Dirty, getting back to you. Have you ever met anyone on, like, chat lines, or you ever hooked up with chicks on, like, chat lines or Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that?
When I was 16, though, I was pretty fresh to there on Facebook or whatever, and I ended up I ended up meeting this chick from my hometown or whatever that I stayed at through music or whatever, and we ended up going out for a short little time. But other than that, but after that shit, it was like, nah, because my hate for people started growing more as I got older and shit like that, and I just didn't like the and unfortunately, my homeboys used to try to damn get me on little apps and shit like Plenty of Fish and Tag, all that type of shit. But I found out that I wasn't a hoe and I couldn't live like that because I don't like people enough to, you know, want to meet them like that. So that didn't work out. So I gave all that. But nah, I never been on no damn dating sites and shit like that. That ain't my lane, bro. I don't feel right as a, this is just me personally, dog. This shit might work for other people, but for me, I didn't feel right as an adult man trying to do that stuff. But then again, I don't like people so like that for real. So it's different for me. I just didn't care.
That's
for it.
That's crazy. And I'm in Aries, but you're in the April Aries, right?
No, I'm March.
March what? 15th? I think I'm not.
21st.
Oh, so you're old, so that's why.
Yeah,
he's like. Right here, like he's damn near fucking Pisces.
I said on a cusp.
No, he's damn.
Cusp and then
no, I'm on the cusp. He is damn near fucking Pisces. He's like right there. Anyway, that's why he's so. Yes, Pisces. A lot of Pisces. Huh?
You know what that means?
It's like half of it.
Like just about there. And you're like, no.
Okay. Anyway. So come on.
Okay, so
can you please put your phone down?
No, because I can do more. I have kids and I work, so I can do more one at a time. But my experiences with them things, some of I actually still have friends from some of the people I've met. I met not just on Tango where I met you. I've been on actual dating sites.
Sometimes I don't like these dating sites.
No, I mean actual dating sites, like actual dating sites.
I don't actually like dating sites because the women get the shit free and the men
No.
And you gotta pay.
Yeah.
So you had to pay.
Yeah, I paid.
$30.
No, I think it was like 20, 15, 20, something like that. It wasn't like a huge amount of money. It was like 15, 20.
And then you paid for it, and then you got to see everything.
Yeah, I got to see who looked at my profile.
I think I'm going to do that on Tag. Because I'd be clicking on the wrong motherfucker.
Who looked at my tag? Let me look at my tag. Looked at my post. And sometimes you had to do it in order to write somebody or read the messages.
Right.
So I did it for that. We still cool, like, and through Messenger and Facebook and shit. You know, we still correspond. He lives in Baltimore, Maryland, so, and it, you know, it lasted for like 6, 7 months. Like, I go there, he come here.
Oh, okay, I remember.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not all bad, but, you know, you get to meet people outside of your area.
Right.
Outside where you're general. And at the time, I was working, so what you know, I always go on there to meet you. Like when I went on Tango, it wasn't to meet someone, but I was forever working. I was always at work. I had two different jobs, but I was always at work. There was nowhere I could meet. And then when they did come meet me, I was happy I was working, so they could come down to the place where I was working. And they didn't have to be my, didn't have to be my house or nothing like that. So it was out in the open, and it was a store. So it was like a corner store, so we just hung out outside the corner store, hung out, you know, within the store. So I was fine with that. But you do, even on regular days, you say, find some creepos. I'm so
some creepos.
I'm
wait,
like,
come
I'm
on,
wait,
now.
I
haven't seen the weirdos that was on.
Wait a second.
On mine.
But on set, I didn't have, I haven't had nobody inbox me, no tick tick, because I showed up when we put the motherfucker with quickness. But I have had some people say some shit. And I was like, oh, where the fuck have you come from? Go back. I didn't respond to it, but when I read the message, I'm like, you like this dick? I'm like, not yours. I don't even fucking know you. I can imagine the shit you get.
No,
sent. No, I can imagine the shit you get sent. Not the shit
no.
you sent.
No.
It's the only reason I can imagine the shit you get sent.
Why?
Because.
The way that I talk?
The way that you talk.
I'll back it up, though. Any other
way. The way that you talk. I'm single, and they want to come at me and say, well, this person said this. Well, bitch, I guess so. You know, I think I'm single, and I'm Aries, and I'm the god of war and love and da da da. And when I fuck with you, gonna love me. And then you wonder why you wait. And then you wonder why? Because well, I said, but no, I didn't know it for myself. I told you, you threw me through a loop when you said, when you were sitting to talk to your lawyer, and you said the phrase girlfriend, all the way over. You caught it?
No, I don't really remember.
We were at the hotel, and it was at the breakfast spot. Anyway.
Oh, that was before we was moving into the house.
Well,
you didn't use my woman, did you? We was together.
We were in an apartment.
I don't know what.
We still had used that phrase.
No, but that's when I knew that everything was serious. So I had to make sure. I'm just not going to jump into something. I do that.
Okay, but again, it was just like attitude. I was like, okay. Like, we didn't have this discussion, but okay. Like normally,
just that.
I always have that conversation always comes up. Yeah, like, are we going to be together? Yeah, I've always, even the very first time when I was 17, it was literally a conversation. It was, the guy said, when you go out there, I was like, well, there's two versions that go out there. Go out to the movies, and it's like, go out with the girlfriend. It was always, from the very first time, a conversation. Two, there was no conversation. It was just, yeah, I'm chilling, he's looking at my girl, what? So it like,
we were fucking.
Okay, but it still threw me.
I told you before, I'm just gonna be fucking people.
But even the one guy who, I was using.
Oh, yeah.
For that one thing, even then, it was a conversation, and he wanted me to be with him, and I was like, we can't do this no more, because you get a little bit too personal, you're getting clingy, and I didn't know.
That's because you didn't like him.
No, I didn't. I think he was fine as shit, but he really was becoming a little clingy, like you just pop up out the clear blue.
Well, what you expect? You was living in this man's house.
No, I wasn't.
In this apartment.
Not him.
What were you talking
about? I never had sex with him.
Well, that's what I thought you was talking about.
I'm talking about when I was like 23, 24.
What you said is this is when I met you. I thought that's what
no,
you were talking
no,
about.
I never had sex with him. I met
him
on Tango. What did
you think I was talking about then?
I met him on Tango, but I never had sex with him. I never had sex with him. Everybody you meet online don't mean you have sex with them. And you thought I had, I kept telling you I didn't, and you just would not believe me.
What?
That I said I never slept with that man, and you just.
The guy, and he just gave up an apartment
yes.
for you just mm-hmm. to be moving in.
I never had sex
never
with him,
had
never
sex
did
with
nothing.
Sucker.
Nope.
If you never had sex with him, he's a
sucker. I swear my grandkids.
Super duper sucker.
Never.
He's a super duper to the fifth floor.
I swear on my mom's ass.
Ain't no woman moving in my motherfucking apartment, sleeping in my motherfucking bed, but no panties on in the bra.
He didn't live there, though. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't living there.
I wouldn't give a flying fuck. Ain't no woman laying in my bed. And when I come change the motherfucking sheets, I smell your pussy all on my sheets and shit. And I didn't get to hit that shit. Get this fuck out of here.
I think that's I'm pretty sure that's what he was steering toward. And and he's probably thinking, well, if I could upstairs, then that could happen. And then,
man, I live so far away from that world, that shit give me a migraine just even hearing people talk about it. Jesus Christ. Oh, shit.
Not the fact that you were there, Jim. But that's how he found out about you, because he had to tangle off. So I was like, yeah, that's my brother. You know, and what did I say? That's my cousin. He was like, is that your brother or something who didn't say last name? I was like, no.
He was fine, like, cousins don't lay next to each other like that. And I'm laying down. I'm not saying that I have never been a sucker before, because I have been a sucker. But that's like being a sucker to the 20th power, though. You know. She not giving you, like, you know.
He probably thought that I was so desperate that I probably would.
But thank you.
And just like my ex, literally, and like, if you know me, you would have to really know me to know that I ain't doing that. I'm sorry. I'm going to be homeless and starving to death before I say, here's my pussy, fuck me, for whatever you want to do. I could be on my deathbed, and if we have a remedy for you, just let us. I'm sorry, I'll be ready to die now. You know, there are females who say, you know, we'll do anything for anything, but I'm not one of them.
Right. Especially on tag, they be showing ass and everything.
I'm like, you get the boobs all up. I'm like,
it's a lot of, it's some decent people.
Like I said, I'm not saying that everybody on tag is bad, but.
Majority of them.
Yeah. Bad is not even a word. You bad, and then it's weird, and there's some bad weirdos on there.
Yeah, I have that. So the pros and cons. You get the. I think.
You meet new people. You get to what do you call it? Network.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do a lot.
Maybe you can find new interests.
And bug.
You may find your soulmate. There is this one guy, he gave me his life up.
Do they have the live when you were on there? Like how it is now? It wasn't like that when you
I didn't have tag.
When you said, because you just said he was
Tango.
On. You keep on saying tag. I know I ain't tripping.
No, I mean, now there's somebody on there now who's in boxing and giving me their last story.
You keep on confusing.
Well, I'm talking about Tag right now. He's literally, like, he was born in New York and he moved.
How about Tag right now?
Yes.
Some guy on Tag.
Yes, and he moved to France when he was, some age or whatever, and his mom is from France, and then his dad was born in the United States, but then he came back to the United States. So I just asked a general question. I said, oh, so do you speak French? I ain't yet to get an answer. I got some other shit. I'm soulmate, and I want to make, and I saw the phrase, take care of. And I said, oh, this nigga crazy.
He's trying to find a woman to take care of.
He said to love and, you know, and to cherish and share and share this and that and this and this and this. But then the phrase take care of popped up on the screen and caught my eye, and I said, no.
What's wrong with a man taking care of his woman?
No. He said a woman to take care. I'm sorry, I'm not your mom.
Take care of him?
Yeah, I'm not your mom.
Oh, that's what it's. That's
what he said, and I'm not your mom.
Oh, he thought. Oh.
I'm
honest, but that's like.
I'm like,
that's over the top. Right? That's,
he said, take the last phrase was, take care of me. Woo.
Like, take care of him, like, in a sexual way?
I don't know if it was like, you supposed to send him, be there for the pregnancy. Just that phrase won't take. See, I don't think a female should say, I need a man to take care of me. And I don't think a guy should say, I need a female to take care of me. that's some extra shit.
That's like that one thing that I posted on Facebook where the girl was like, if I mention what they call it, for pussy management or pussy management or something, where the girl, this big new girl, the young girl phrase, the young girl was like, I don't want to be with no man if I'm going through stuff and he know what I'm going through and he can't help. So then the dude was like, that sounds good, like good pussy, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, it's like, well, why the fuck do you, like, why do I have to deal with your problem just because I got a bust? I got to pay your bills just to bust a good nut, like. And that's really what, like, women really are just selling their pussy. Or not even selling their pussy. Like, they want a guy to actually really take care of them, and they do nothing. A lot of women out here.
I was never raised that way. Like, I went got a job unbeknownst to my dad. My mom okayed it. But he found out, my dad whooped the fuck out. He was like, yeah, so no, I've always, not that I was raised that way, but I've always wanted my own, and I didn't want to have to rely on some guy to get what I wanted. And my dad just showed me how to do things about house. So if I was with somebody and I said, okay, well, now things should be changed, and motherfucking up changed the doorknob, and I got tired of waiting, I'm impatient, I changed the doorknob myself. Take trash out. Mom said, take trash out. Yeah, it's a big trash out. I gotta take trash out. So I pull up trash can and tie it up or take it out.
You shouldn't have to take out the trash.
But my point is.
Right. Well, what about like tune-ups on your car?
Well, I ain't never had a car.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I mean.
Well, see,
you ain't never had a car.
Well, I had a car when I was younger, I guess things that were fixable and not. Like, if I had to, I probably could. I probably, like, when I took the asthma test, it probably wouldn't be that complicated for me to learn how to do it. I just never did it. I just never learned how to do it. But if need be, I probably could learn faster than you probably could learn.
What? No fix on car.
Like, I would literally have to watch things maybe twice, two or three times. Okay, I'm
not. You're super smart.
But like, when I took the military ASVAB test, I qualified for shit. I'm like, engineer, what the fuck? I don't know that shit. But apparently my brain functions up. But, yeah, just the brain takes, and you see your people on their bios and shit. I'm looking for true love. And someone to take care of me.
I ain't never seen that, take care of.
I'm looking for true love, my soulmate.
Be like,
and for someone to take care of me.
Unless you give me 2 airplanes, you're not going to be my friend or some stupid shit.
Oh, that shit don't tag. It's just, I had to kick people out your shit because I could tell was a guy or girl. And to me, it looked like it was a guy, complete girl.
Yeah,
and then there was another one talk about I ride it real good. I'm like, oh, you advertising in your bio.
Right.
I'm like, oh, what you got? This other one had, what she had? She had some kind of, like, I only went to a certain point in her pictures, but I could only imagine if this thing, like, each pick got worse. I can't remember who it was, but each pick got worse. So it was like here's a little boom, and here's a little cleavage. I was going to show you a little boob. And then it went to, like, I swore it was like, what'd you call it?
Enticing?
No, like, what do you call it was like strip picture.
Oh.
It was like, you know, here's a little cleavage. Then here's
a little, bit
here's
more.
A little boob. The next thing I swear to God, a nipple was going to pop out. And I was like, oh, we can't go over. We're going to go kick her out. And then he had the one girl, I don't know if she had just got out the shower, she had that roll of towel wrapped around her or something, and she was like, trying to like lift the towel up to show a little hip thing. I was like, oh, well, yeah, you got to go too. So then I'm thinking, when I kicked him out, I'm waiting for you to say, why you kicked him out? I figured you would click onto this shit and look at us
and be like, why you kicked it?
Well, I had made you my bouncer for a reason. At first, I had only had one bouncer. Now I got, well, I had to start a whole new page. But at first, I had only one bouncer, which was you. And I met like two or three other chicks on there, so I made them my bouncer also. So
and they probably wanted to keep kicking me out.
No, because I would see if they kicked you out. If another bouncer kicks out of
me. Somebody is kicking me out or something or getting me off your page every time I turn around.
I think that's just your connection.
Because I could be out there where it's strong and nope.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that ain't my connection. I told you that. I said, nope, not my connection. I was in the living room one day when the shit was going on.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
It could be. I don't know.
Non-toast line, whatever that person said.
Oh, so that's her right there.
Who?
The girl.
Oh, I was on there when you were talking to her.
What? Oh, she was in my inbox, or I was just talking to her?
She was on there. She was on your live or something, or something.
Okay.
Really? Okay, Mr. You don't like makeup. She got a ton of that shit on right there.
She doesn't wear that much makeup.
Oh, my God. Y'all hear this, right? Y'all hear this, Mr. I like people who don't wear makeup.
I mean, I'm willing to try something different.
I'm done with you.
I want to try. Wait, hold on. Okay. Wait, hold on.
Stop talking.
Wait, hold on, Nisi.
Keep talking to them.
Wait, hold on, Nisi. But didn't I say that after I was to get into
the
relationship?
And that's not all her hair.
Well, I know she told me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to try something different.
I'm done.
Why?
You're the hypocrite in a half.
I'm a hypocrite if I want to try something different in my life.
Trying something different is not the same thing as sitting up there blowing. And when I say blowing, I mean blowing people up and out the water for that shit.
What do you mean?
Oh, y'all be sitting there wearing that motherfucking lashes and hood on your face. And then, all that shit, y'all bald-headed,
If you're wearing it because your hair is...
Oh, my God! I just sat there and said it to you several times. It took the ratchet hoe for you to sit there. I sat there and said multiple times. Everybody ain't bald. You see, my kids wear it, and my kids ain't bald.
Yeah.
So everybody,
oh my God,
this is funny. It's hilarious. Okay, anyway. So
you gonna tell me that I've never said if something was wrong with them and they got it or if they damaged?
I asked you. I remember I asked you. I said, so if I was wearing a wig because I lost my hair,
then what did I say?
You're like, well, that's different. If you lose your hair from cancer, that's different than you just throwing the shit on your head.
Yeah.
Because she got cancer?
No, but she...
I can answer questions.
I ain't even told her all your business, so I'm not going to tell her.
I just said that she had cancer. That's all I said.
No, she don't have cancer,
okay,
but there's other things that could happen to people.
I know you can get alopecia, like lose your hair and stuff.
Right. So
okay,
why...
That point is you. I'm just saying based on what you were saying. That's all I said. That's all I said. That's the only thing I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was going based on shit that came out of your mouth.
Okay.
That's all. I don't want to know her business.
Why?
And I didn't know
her.
I'm trying to.
So why are you trying to switch shit up?
No. Jay Dirty.
Yeah.
Jay. Okay, how many times have you heard Kurt talk about females and makeup and females and wigs and fake hair?
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I remember something about it in the past, but I can't actually give you a number, like a lot or a little. I don't really remember, but I know he's probably mentioned it before, for sure.
Do you recall it being in a negative way?
I mean, yeah, Kurt spazzes on people a lot. That's what he do. You know what I'm saying? When he believes in some shit, though, you know, he goes hard about it as a man should. But I would say to Kurt, man, look, if you're going to stand on something, bro, you got to do it all the way, big guy. You can't do it when your dick get hard. You can't fall off, man. You got to stand on it. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
I don't like women with wigs either, bro.
Right. But if it's something different and you meet a chick that can turn you on to that, I'm willing to take a chance on anything. You can feel that's you, big dog.
I can't do it, though, because I don't like women that wear wigs unless they got some kind of serious medical condition that causes them to be bald or something. But I can't. I just, my principles, I can't do it.
If I do end up
liking a woman that wears a damn wig, when she gets in something serious with me, she's going to have to take that off and do something about it. Because I wouldn't mind talking with a woman with a wig on and stuff like that, but when she starts dealing with me on a more serious tip, though, that's got to come off of that. She's going to have to fix it up because I ain't dealing with it in a committed thing. Not at all.
I mean, I don't know. Now that I'm trying, and this always happens between me and Nishi, whenever I try to extend my wings and fly away, she throw them up a trap out there.
What trap have you heard me throw?
It just seems like you're trying to throw hate on a motherfucker that you don't even know.
I don't know her, so I ain't got nothing to hate about her. All I said was she wearing makeup, and that's not her hair. And that wasn't against her. That was just based on your mouth, Curtis, about what you want to deal with.
Just because I said that then doesn't mean that I can't change.
You said that about a week ago.
That don't mean I can't fucking change.
Okay.
Yeah, Nisa, you got to be easy, though, because people do change their minds every day. I know I do. It's human nature. Like, you don't think the same way every day that you did the day before. Like, shit do change, and you got to realize that.
And if it's something in someone that I see and that I like, and if I can, you know, like, okay, so basically,
she's not the usual type of girl
that I like, right? She's not the usual, she's the body size and the face look, but she's not the usual, like, personality, sexual traits, all that. She's not the usual. So I'm willing to, like, try something different. Try something totally different. But the simple fact is, you know, I'm getting older now, and I can't keep on being stuck in my ways. And if an opportunity presents itself for change, and it's in a good way, then I'm willing to change for it, or go along with it, or compromise, or whatever. You know, because every woman
good,
is different. Huh?
That ain't good, bro.
What?
Compromising because you're getting older and stuff, and you don't want to die alone and shit. That's not a healthy mind state, man. You gonna end up settling for less.
Alone though, who wants to die alone?
I wouldn't. I don't shit. I mean, being lonely and being alone is two different damn things. I wouldn't. I mean, I'm cool the way I am right now. I wouldn't care if I die today. I'm straight. Like, being lonely and being alone is two different things, and people got a fear of being lonely. But I mean, it depends on your personality type, though. I got a loner personality type, so I'm actually better when I'm by myself than I am when I'm with people. So for me, it's easy to live like that. Other people's personality types affect that, you know. So a lot of other people, they fear that type of shit in their future, and certain other people in the world don't. It's just a personality trait thing. And some people are born with it. Some people develop it. It's just different personality type. But so for me, it's a bad thing to settle and compromise. But for you, your personality type's different. It'll probably work for you the way, and you probably find the happiness you was looking for, though. So no, I don't want to come off the wrong way here, because everybody's personality type differs. You know what I'm saying? So it's...
I don't feel like it's me settling. I think that it's me looking for something different, a change in your life. You don't want to stay the same your whole life. Sometimes change is good. Sometimes change
is good. Right. No, I agree with that statement. I just believe that. I believe relationships are stupid, but I believe change is really good.
Good. I know Jay Dirty, he just mean as shit, yo. Jay Dirty, you mean as shit.
Well, I didn't do that. I ain't do that.
And they say I'm mean. Oh, you're mean. Like, for real, bro.
I was just being very nice, man. I was just being very nice, dog. I don't know what y'all talking. I'm a nice. I was just being real nice. Like, you know, I try to keep it simple, though, because I live a lot different than the majority of the population in the damn country, man. So it's hard for me to have these conversations with people because I got a unique personality type, and my brain's ill. I don't know what happened with it, but it, you know what I'm saying? But it's what it is, man. I'm good.
Right. So, you really talk about
what's
pros and cons of pros.
We did.
You can meet people.
Get some unquested dick pics, pussy pics, titty pics, unsolicited advertisements to have sex with someone.
Yeah, most of that shit.
What?
Yeah, a bunch of losers.
No, I ain't.
Yeah, it do. It feels a whole bunch of losers. It do.
But I'm talking about the when you get people say, yo, you know, I'm
some chicks fall for that dumb shit.
I don't know. Well, that's some hoes. Chicks. Hoes. Not a female. Well, let me rephrase that because I told you to tell my daughter all the time when I thought females were being a certain way, I use the phrase female for the bitch. I'm like, that's some females over there. You done heard me say it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Females. I'm nice. I won't say you the bitch, but I'm sure I'm not calling you the female, and that's female over there. Just like you like to say, Miss Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I said female. So a lot of, you know, the women and the females, and so, yeah. Figure out which one it is. Sometimes you get them cross dresses and you don't know where they fall into.
It's simpler than that, Niecy, though. It's simpler than the female and woman and all that shit. It's really simpler than that, though. The whole goddamn world consists of only two damn people. The motherfuckers that ain't shit and the motherfuckers that are shit. That's the simplest way you can actually put life in order. And it just so happens the world is, like, overpopulated with the ain't shit people. So the people that are shit, you don't really ever see that advertised or you don't see it too much on social media. You don't see it in person a whole lot because they're handling their business ducked off from dumb shit that the world's flooded with. So all we ever see is the ain't shit people striving in the world. And you always see them on social media and in public and on the fucking news and the music, every aspect of life. Because the world's just flooded with ain't shit people that do ain't shit shit. You dig? And all the people that are shit just get overlooked. It's sad.
Yeah. You being real about that's a motherfucker.
But another kind is a lot of people aren't who they appear to be or say to be or pretend to be. You get a lot of catfish, put it that way. You can get catfished a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
You can get catfished so much they made a TV show called Catfish.
Yeah,
that used to be me.
You was the catfish or you was catfishing?
Oh, well, I ain't specifically talking about, like, dating and catfishing like that and shit, but I'm talking about as far as, like, not appearing to the public, you know, as what you really are and shit. Oh, bro, I used to hide from my true self for real. Like, I was, yeah, that shit was bad. I always, you know what I'm saying, would do shit in public that I didn't really like or shit like that, and then behind closed doors, I was a whole other damn way, so I had to overcome all that shit, you know, and it's a lot better now mentally now that I be myself around anybody. But I struggled with that shit for a while, though, because I always wanted to, like, fit in with certain, you know, types of people and stuff, and, you know, I wanted to fit in with, you know, just had that solidification, you know what I'm saying? So I would always just do shit that wasn't actually in my nature, in my heart to do a lot of damn times just to, you know, prove to other people or whatever, have these fake-ass relationships and associates and shit, so, you know, but I'm glad I stopped all that. But, yeah, nah, that used to be me, man. I used to hide from myself for real. Bad.
I ain't never catfished nobody. I don't think I ever been catfished. Well, no, that's a lie. They tried to catfish me.
That's like the most ain't shit in the world, though. Like, how the fuck does an adult do that?
That's what catfishing is. You're saying shit that ain't real.
Well, that's an everyday
thing. No, but
thing.
I'm saying, but even the catfisher, it's the catfisher and the catfishy's fault, though, because the damn catfisher, no, they fucked up for even trying to lure people in with the fake bait, and the goddamn catfishy, they just ain't shit. They're just hypersexual, horny toes with no goddamn brain that's online looking at a neck up picture and thinking they want to stick their dick in. Well, look, just dumb. You got to let dummies kill themselves. Like, they just fucking, they'd be happy to get this. I don't even live in there, bro. That shit, it gives me a migraine thinking about it. People actually live like that. Oh, man.
So the way he be going off on the show, that be me on my live, though. That be, yo, you got to see me in action, though. Y'all see me in action. I be going the fuck in on
motherfuckers. Hey, cut the man.
I got called a man. That was a man.
Oh, the chick. No, that was a chick. Wait.
I'm saying I got called a man.
Yeah. That's because she was fat.
You said that she was mad. That's
what
they
do.
They call me a man. It was real.
Like she looked like.
You said what?
And what's that?
And all I saw was my hand. Literally, all I saw was my hand. And I'm like, what is Mary Hanford? What the fuck is wrong? You just laying there and. I don't know how they transfer.
No, but I don't want to hear that shit. God damn it, that's what the fuck you damn get. Every goddamn, every piece and damn text message and fucked up picture you get, you deserve every goddamn piece of it for even entertaining that damn world. So I got no sympathy for you or people like you that indulge in that world. I want to, you deserve all the bullshit that come with it. You chose that life. You want to live in that world, that's what come with it. I don't want to hear none of that whining about it. That shit get on my nerves.
I wasn't on video. It was my hand, and it went into the camera. It was just my hand. I wasn't having a conversation with nobody. I wasn't even saying shit.
Wasn't even talking.
Don't matter. You in the world. You in that world, though, so you get what that's what the people that's in there. That's what you get.
And my hand was there, and you laying next to some ugly man. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't say shit.
Damn.
Like,
what's wrong?
I'm like, what?
Okay. What's
wrong
with you people?
You fucking weirdos.
World's full of. Oh, no. I was just saying, world's full of weirdos. That's all. I was just going off of the last statement.
Man.
World's
full of them
motherfuckers.
So at the end of the day, at the end of the show, we do what we call the shout outs. Let's start off with each.
Shout out to everybody called in, downloaded, or who listened to me live, online. I'm thankful for my kids, little ratchet. I'm thankful for my, evil, badass grandkids. You know, I'm even thankful for Kurt sometimes.
She's stupid. Is it? Play Jay Dirt.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to give a shout out to me. Yeah, I've overcome a lot of damn hurdles in the last year and a half, man. Lost over 100 pounds and shit. Quit drinking. Got sober and all that shit. And next, I'm finna get off of these goddamn cigarettes after 13 fucking years. Put them bitches down. I've been working out consistently lately. Diet changed, eating a lot of healthy foods and shit. I feel fucking great. I feel like I'm goddamn 17, but without the 300 pounds I was at 17. Yeah, I'm finna go in here and bust out this 11 o'clock workout. I gotta do an hour tonight, so I'm finna bust off of here and go fuck a workout up, go to sleep, do the same shit tomorrow. And next year is gonna be even better. Yeah, I feel fucking great right now. This year ain't beat me down at all. It's been good to me. And fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Don't come fucking with my peace or you got to go.
All right, so shout out to everyone. I don't know.
You did that. You bumped the thing.
No, I didn't. I don't know what, how, it just started being loud just out of nowhere. That was crazy. Long talk. Anyway, so shout-outs to all the people that called in. Shout-outs to Jay Dirty. anybody that downloads, anyone that will listen to this years from now, shout outs to you. We love you over here. Shout outs to my mom, my dad, my family, that's the Kansas City. Everybody that show a nigga love. Shout outs to Tay. Shout outs to Blog Talk Radio. Shout outs to the Gateway Confusions. Just being chilling real quick. Shout outs to Nisha. Always hold a nigga down. You know she got my fucking up. Always hold me down. Shout outs to my son. I'm going to have my son tomorrow night. Get him tomorrow night. Weekend, this weekend. I have my son, Tristan. That's about probably about it, y'all. Just want to let y'all know that we love y'all. Take care. All the artists that want to send their music to Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to B-H-I-M-B. T-H-E-S-C-E-N-A-I-R-P-L-A-Y. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay at gmail.com. In MP3 format only. Make sure you check us out on Instagram at BHINDT_radio. You check me, my personal page, Curtis ENT Productions. That's KURTIZENT Productions. All together. Or Facebook, Curtis Lee. Or check us out on Facebook page, the radio station, or Facebook Behind the Scenes.
Yeah,
pray
for me tomorrow, y'all.
What's tomorrow?
Yes, pray for me tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That shit I got.
What? Are you off tomorrow? Yeah, take care. Be safe out here in this motherfucker fucked up ass world, man. Make sure y'all show love to each other. We out this bitch.